Elements of a valid and enforceable contract. Five essential elements must exist for a contract to be considered valid and enforceable. They are competent parties, offer and acceptance, mutual agreement, legal purpose, in writing, when required by law, consideration, competent parties. The general rule of law is that all parties to a contract have read it and understand it. This rule is true even if they are illiterate or not knowledgeable about the contract's subject. Certain persons do not have full contractual capacity, including minors, individuals who have had guardians appointed, and those under the influence of drugs or alcohol. A person who enters a contract while under the influence of drugs or alcohol could be considered mentally impaired. In most cases, a person seeking to void a contract on such a basis must show that the other contracting party used the drugs or alcohol as an inducement to sign. It would seem that providing clients with alcohol before writing a contract could be a risky marketing strategy. Offer and acceptance, mutual agreement. A valid contract must be based upon the consent of the parties. The contract must, therefore, reflect the intent and wishes of the parties. Mutual consent is often referred to as mutual consent or a meeting of the minds. For a contract to exist, there must have been a meeting of the minds, offer and acceptance, between the parties. The determination of mutual consent is usually a question of fact and is completed by the process of offer and acceptance. Circumstances sometimes arise that prevent a meeting of the minds or mutual assent. Consider the buyer who is about to be defrauded by a seller, attempting to sell a property he does not own. The buyer's intent is to purchase real estate, but the seller's intent is fraud. In such a case, there never was a meeting of the minds, and the contract is void. Another example of a failure to have mutual consent could occur through a mutual mistake. If the seller and buyer negotiate a sale, and it is discovered that they were talking about different tracts of land, there is no meeting of the minds due to the mutual mistake. Note that the mistake must be mutual between the buyer and seller. For example, a buyer cannot terminate a contract on the grounds that he or she really made a mistake in signing it in the first place. As mentioned earlier, mutual consent is completed through the process of offer and acceptance. Legal purpose. A contract for an illegal purpose is void, and the law treats the contract as if it were never created. An example of a void contract would be one to have somebody killed or to deliver illegal drugs. In writing, in order to comply with the statute of frauds, contracts for the conveyance of an interest in real estate or leases for a term of more than 1 year must be in writing. If the contract is not in writing, it would be valid but not enforceable. Consideration. Consideration is defined as something given in exchange for a promise. There is no requirement for the consideration to be in the form of money. Consideration in a contract could be nothing more than a promise made by one party in exchange for a promise made by the other. In the typical real estate contract, the seller agrees to convey the property to the buyer, and the buyer agrees to pay the negotiated sales price. Therefore, the purchase or sales price of the property is the consideration for the contract. As a rule, an earnest money deposit will be collected from the buyer when entering into a contract. The earnest money should not be confused with consideration. Note that earnest money is not one of the requirements of a valid contract.